all psychopaths. Are you mental or deranged? Maybe you've been recently hospitalized but are now okay. Or perhaps the world just doesn't understand you. Well, we have something for you. It's That Movie Podcast.
That Movie Podcast with Bob and Jason.
Oh,
and
my God.
Matt. Sometimes
I'm Jason.
I'm Bob.
I'm Matt.
Nope.
Oh. You're not Matt.
I'm Amanda.
There it is again. You gotta introduce yourself.
I'm Matt.
I don't think she's done it once.
No, because the last time she tried to, I talked over her like a dick.
There's no point.
And she's Amanda. And we have a very special guest. Well, guests, really, but Stacy's not on the mic. But she's here, in spirit.
Hi!
Just
and
another.
In body.
What did you say about talking out loud?
Oh,
that's staying in.
And she's a little crabby. Stacy, what did you think about the movie? Bunny
rabbit!
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a thing that happened. So, we have a guest.
Yes.
What's your name, Brian? What's your name, Brian?
Funny Brian, you mention it, because my name is Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, tell us a bit about yourself, sir.
Alrighty, well, my name is Brian D. Bates. I am from the same town as the home of the podcast.
Which podcast?
This podcast, That Movie Podcast.
Oh, okay.
With Bob and Jason, because I refuse to go with the name change. I'm an originalist.
He got a tattoo and everything.
I did.
That would be awesome.
I got a That Movie Podcast with Bob and Jason.
You know what? He has his own song for the show too. So,
oh yeah,
I do. That Movie Podcast.
I want that at the beginning.
Bob and Jason. Paul. There you go. That's
my wait. Is my it turning into Star Trek or something?
That Movie Podcast with Bob and Jason.
Oh
and
my God.
Sometimes I.
All right. Edit out my beginning. I want that in at the beginning.
I think I will. Oh, man, that was awesome.
It's got to start with that.
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Anyway, no, it should end with that. It should end with that.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd make a lot more sense.
No, you're going to play us out at the end of the night.
All right, cool. Good deal. A married guy, have a beautiful little daughter.
Yes, you married guy?
I'm a married guy.
We're not married yet. It's
do the old.
You can't say it's not legal anymore.
We're waiting for polygamy.
Yeah, no, we're waiting for polygamy.
I definitely
to be legal.
Wouldn't want him to divorce his wife.
That's so, very right. True.
And,
nor,
I don't want to leave
my
wife.
Yeah.
But I do want to marry him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
I ship it.
What?
She ships it.
You ship it?
Yeah.
Polygamy?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you're... by the way, I just found out what that means like a week ago. I had no clue. A friend of mine was like, no, I totally ship. Jimmy Pesto Jr. and Zeke. And I said, and I was like, ship, and he goes, yeah, relationship, and I was like, I don't know what you mean, and he sent me a link that had
before.
The definition. Apparently, it's
won't
when
you read
really
fan
want,
fiction.
Yeah, it's when you really no. want it's really no. when you really want two fictional characters to get together, you ship them.
That is so...
Yeah, I found that out a week ago.
Does that
I had no
mean
clue.
That me and you are fictional characters?
No.
In Amanda's world,
everything's fictional,
okay,
apparently.
That's kind of true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It all makes more sense now.
And then all of a sudden the screen just turns to her and it says Psychopath Number One, Amanda.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know what that like means.
I thought I was just going to zoom out to a snow globe.
What is this, Men in Black now?
The show that was before X-Files...
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
That was in historical.
I wanted to play it safe and go way before.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I've never watched that show, but I hear. It's
I
good.
Just started watching it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I should start watching it too, and we'll watch it together.
There's a grand unified
it's like,
theory.
Like a little anime Asian girl right now.
There's a grand unified theory that every single show on television is linked together because of Twin Peaks. I don't know the theory.
So,
so interesting.
So,
yeah.
So, Twin Peaks is the Kevin Bacon of shows.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, you can actually do.
I
yeah.
think I
six,
saw
six degrees
I think
of
I
Twin
saw
Peaks.
A yeah. movie called Twin Peaks once.
That was a whole other
I don't get it.
I don't either. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Sad times.
I heard my uncle say it one time and everyone laughed.
Nobody laughed. Except for me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Brian, you play guitar.
I do play guitar. Yeah, I've been the lead guitarist and lead singer for a band called Renegade Conspiracy for a few years now. And, yeah, we've been playing together for a little while and taking a little bit of a hiatus right now to try to finish up the album. But hopefully that won't be too long of a hiatus.
What style of music?
Hard rock with a little bit of a progressive tinge. Someone told us that if Rise Against, Thrice, and Coheed had a love child, it would sound like us.
Wow, that's...
I don't know any of them.
You don't know any of them? Sorry.
They're good. So, wait, how long of a hiatus has it been?
It's been a little over a year since we played a show.
Wow, that's the highest of hiatuses.
I wouldn't say so. I would say...
That was the joke I wanted to go for.
Alright, well, you know.
It was a terrible joke, and I'm editing that shit out.
That was a horrible setup.
If you want to hit that home run, you gotta swing the bat.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, you... struck out.
I swung.
This is a movie podcast. I'm going to make a movie reference. Swing away, Meryl. Swing away. Anybody?
Yes,
signs?
Yes.
Like signs?
The water. For some reason, they landed on the planet that's 70% water.
Yep.
Speaking of signs, yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan's Last Airbender was a far superior movie to Avatar
the Show.
That's why they're making a second one.
Are they making a second one?
Yeah.
And by the way, a shout out to my cousin who continues to post anytime they're going to make a sequel to a shitty movie. It's always like that the announcement that they're going to make the sequel to the shitty movie, and then a picture of the Carl Urban Dread.
Yeah.
Just really, really upset because all of these fans of that movie are waiting for a sequel, and all of these shitty movies keep getting sequels.
That's Kim, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my cousin, man. Kim. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I haven't actually talked to her for scheduling yet, but she's going to be on the show pretty soon.
Oh, damn.
Does anybody find it weird that our only fan is on the show?
Well, no, Kim's not here.
Kim's not here yet.
What? No,
Kim's
not
here yet.
Talking about Brian.
She's our only fan.
Oh, she's a fan?
Yeah.
Yes. No, Brian...
Well, thank you.
Brian just listens because I force him to.
That is not true. That is not true.
He just breaks into
Brian's probably the...
No, I sneak in very gingerly while he's asleep, and I just kind of, like, place the headphones in his ear.
No, it's going to be like...
I put on my red wig.
It's going to be like Buffalo Bill and, like, do you hear? Do you hear?
I don't know the reference.
It's a movie.
Wait, no, that was...
You should know by now, I don't watch movies.
It was a red dragon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Do you see? So, Bob, you were going to say
something. I don't know the reference.
Really?
Wow.
Any Hannibal movies?
Dude, okay, I
think I watched two.
I've just now, like, popped my movie cherry. like, I have not seen any...
No, the movie's Carrie.
It's Carrie.
Oh, okay.
Carrie.
Which, okay, by the way, this is not getting on the show, but we gotta try to record, like, I want to do it soon, record, like, a Halloween episode and, like, a Christmas episode and shit like that. So what should we do for
Halloween?
Can we
do a Labor Day episode?
Yes.
Well, that's, like,
that's
soon.
Probably
so.
This one.
No.
I want to do a show on a Labor Day-based movie.
Junior, because he goes into labor.
Yeah. Any movie where they go into labor? 9 months.
I like
Nine
Junior.
Months.
No, we're sticking with Junior on that.
Oh, feel my hands, they're so soft.
You know, Arnold says like the same three lines in every movie.
How many Arnold movies have you seen?
I don't know.
The three in that episode?
But even in, yeah, I know. But even in Junior, he's like, you know, he's giving birth. He's going, ah, grab my hand. I don't know.
That's racist.
Against Austrians. That's my people.
Oh, you can't be racist against Austrians? Is that what you're saying,
yeah, exactly.
Jason?
Jason, what's wrong with you? You can't own people.
Why not? I paid enough.
I don't want to go with
no.
that. We're all stopping.
I own
right
my
here.
Children right now.
That was a nice Mean Girls reference, by the way.
I kind of own my children. I mean, they're my property right now until they're 18.
So we watched the movie.
Yeah, we watched this movie. Uh-huh.
Are we really going to jump into it that fast?
I don't know.
That fast?
What the fuck?
Yeah. No. Hold on.
We've been recording for half an hour.
Would you guys...
All right, well,
would you guys calm your tits?
Hold on. I haven't seen Bob in like a month. Bob, what have you been up to?
My dog ate a couch.
like the whole couch.
A significant portion of a couch.
There's okay. no longer a couch.
Is it comfortable still?
It's in the garage.
The dog. This saves on taxidermy, I guess.
Oh, he's already stuffed. Oh.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
What if my dog dies now?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna feel like such an asshole.
We already established we cats on the last one.
No, I love cats.
Next up, dogs.
It's yes. just that when the mics are on, nothing is sacred. That's all it is.
Especially the souls of animals.
Yeah. Especially the souls of animals.
No, but yeah, we had to go in for x-rays, and I got to see him, and like, yeah, his intestines and stomach were full of couch cushion and leather, and it was like, it was such a pain in the ass.
I bet.
Yeah. Didn't you say that your dog was getting into painting, too?
What? Oh! It's very abstract art. Yes. I should have just held up a canvas behind his ass because it was like a fire hose. Like,
oh my god.
It was terrible. New Jackson Pollock right there.
You should have gotten one of those little poop shaped things and see what happens.
I should have.
Jackson Pollock.
That was awful in the best way.
Did he like get excited like the poop came out and he started whacking it with his tail? And
like a hippopotamus?
Yeah, like the hippopotamus.
Sound effects. So we have a question that we ask all our guests.
Oh shit. Uh-huh. I always forget about this one. I'm all excited about
it.
Oh no, and the funny thing is I was in my truck the other day and I was going, oh, I gotta figure out the superpower for the show. And now I spaced on what it was.
Oh
wow.
Oh,
we'll wait.
Yes.
We'll just play dead air too.
Yeah. It's just cricket. Just can we get a cricket sound in here?
Everyone just stare at him so he can
I cannot remember what it was.
That's
cricket, right?
Is it? Yeah, he is.
Yeah. That was good. Wow.
I did it.
That was a good reference.
I guess technically. Okay, go ahead and ask me the question for the new listeners.
Okay, so there's a question that we like to ask all our new guests on the show, and it is, if you could have one superpower, and it can be anything you can imagine, with one stipulation, and that is, it has to be completely unique to you. It cannot be used in the comics or TV or movies or anything.
I take that very seriously.
What would it be? Yeah, you do, Bob.
Yeah, you take that very seriously. You're just your own things.
We've explained our superpowers like three times now. So.
Yeah.
If you're a new listener,
everyone knows that Bobby's is that he feels pain really well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're sticking with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not that he can, like, charge playing cards and throw them at people.
No, not at all. And he wears this sick trench coat.
Instead, he tries to pick up the playing card and just snaps his wrist.
And is in the movie. Yeah. And is also in the movie Magic Mike.
He goes to try to shuffle him. He just paper cuts his.
Wait. On to the one question we got going here.
I will take people's sarcastic, shitty remarks and turn them into energy and just blast them.
Oh God!
I would
blow you up
anytime anybody says anything with some sort of bad attitude. Just
wow,
like,
that's such a good superpower.
Yeah, it's totally like exploded your head.
This totally hurts.
I'm basically like Bishop, but with sarcasm.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
Jason, what did we come up with at work? It was kind of like we're like you had this awesome power, but there was a big drawback for it.
Okay, talking about Bob's superpower, I was thinking about this. It would be hilarious. Is Bob's superpower, his sole superpower, would be that he could throw a banana peel and it would land perfectly to where somebody would slip on it,
like mid-step.
but here's the thing: he hates bananas, and he has to eat the banana for it to work.
Real quick, though, there was a good Reddit. Thread going on a few weeks back, and it was what's the lamest superpower you would settle for?
Okay, you would settle for. So yeah. Okay.
So read a couple real quick.
We should post ours on there and see what they say.
Eating poorly has no negative effect on my health. As lame as it is, I would almost want this more than anything else, so I can eat tons of chocolate chips.
Yes.
Having a clean shit every time.
Oh wow, that's yeah,
that's a good one.
These are like utilitarian,
right? Yeah,
superpowers.
They're not
the ability to raise my internet speed to the speed I'm paying for.
Yeah,
bug repellent.
Only
skin.
In America.
the power to read people's minds only when they're shitting in the bathroom stall next to me.
That's beautiful.
The ability to convince people that paper does not exist. Reliable erections.
Oh, man. Sounds like somebody's got a problem.
Being able to glow in the dark at will.
That's awesome.
Being able to write 100% bug-free maintainable code.
Stupid. Want nerd. Nerd.
Nerd alert.
Listen to how much of a nerd I am, guys. I'm going to talk about code.
Being able to...
Hey, if you're having code problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a glitch ain't one. Oh, the horrible nerd cliche.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, this is going to be the last one.
We'll edit that in post.
Yeah.
I like that one. That was funny.
Last one's being able to suck hamsters up into my ass.
Like, actually,
go to Richard Gere for
like
that
from
one.
Like across the room. Just
sorry, all I think of is Patton Oswalt's views on religion. If there's somebody that you knew that was like the nicest person in the world, and you like asked them, you're like, why are you so nice? And they're like, okay, well here's the deal. I believe that God is a floating anus that just hovers over my head. And if at any point I'm mean to anybody, he will suck me up and I will be devoured by shit piranhas. He goes, you would look
Band
at them.
Band name, shit piranhas.
Yeah, he'd go, you would look at them and go, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but please don't stop believing that because you are such a nice person.
All right, so are we going to talk about the movie?
Yes, hopefully.
Let's put this puppy to bed.
Seven Psychopaths, 2012. A struggling screenwriter inadvertently becomes entangled in the Los Angeles criminal underworld after his oddball friends kidnap a gangster's beloved Shih Tzu.
Starring Colin Farrell, Woody Harrelson, Sam Rockwell, and Christopher Walken.
Wow.
Wow. Tagline. They won't take any Shih Tzu.
That can't be the real tagline.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really? Wow.
I'm tired of your Shih Tzu, man.
No.
That was a good movie.
I won't take any Shih Tzu.
You do the... It's so funny how, like, even the person I know that does, like, the best Christopher Walken does a bad Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's such an... He's got such an iconic voice. It's hard to, even get close.
I think Sam's was the worst.
That was so funny.
She was laughing about that the other day. Yeah. What do you guys think about the beginning? The guys are standing on the bridge or on the dam.
Brian, sorry. Guest. Let's hear it.
I totally love that opening scene. I really like Michael Pitt. And it's really funny being a Boardwalk Empire fan, seeing that first scene and seeing Arnold Rothstein and Jimmy Dormady from Boardwalk Empire, like talking about gangsters and who got shot in the eye and all this and everything. Like, I don't know. It's just, to me, like, I think it was a good way to set the tone for the movie because the movie is so much about dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of just these weird sort of over the top characters and yeah, I don't know. I just, I love the opening scene.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it too. You're listening, you're getting so, you're kind of trying to figure out these characters already, and you're like, okay, so who are they going to be in this?
Right, exactly. That's what I love that.
And then all of a sudden you see someone walking up behind, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I just wasted all that mental energy right now.
Spooky guy with the red mask is not going to end well.
And that was like, from there, I was just like, so engrossed in the movie.
Yeah, there's
once
like,
I saw that, I was just like,
there's some movies, but there's few that like, kind of
grab you from the beginning.
Well, they kind of jump at you and like sit down, motherfucker. This is a movie.
Yeah,
and that was.
And
I love the line in that first scene where he's was it Derringer that got shot in the eye?
Yeah.
And he goes, I once stabbed a guy in the ear once with a fucking ice pick. No. Well, no, that would be something entirely different.
Plenty of people in real life have
been
shot in the eye.
That intro, not the rest of the movie, but that intro conversation had kind of a really Tarantino-esque feel.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like the dialogue specifically was very Tarantino. Like the
at least in the beginning,
the
not
cinematography,
so much
not
later
so much,
on,
but, yeah,
but,
yeah, just,
but at the very beginning,
just like
it really
almost
did.
Like senseless babbling. Or at least it seemed like
it felt natural. It felt natural in a really like off-putting kind of way. Well, like it's such an unusual thing for people to talk about, but they're just so so
casual about it.
These are guys that do it all the time. Exactly. So it's just, you know, so
that was really cool, and that was something that really
a little
gets
bit of
you in the zone there.
Sort of a little bit of insight into sort of like the mood of the movie and everything. Martin McDonagh, who wrote the movie, was actually a playwright first. And obviously with plays and stuff, I mean, yeah, you can have spectacle and things like that, but it really is. It's about the dialogue and about character interaction and things like that. And so, he started out as a playwright, and actually Seven Psychopaths, I think, was only the third movie that he wrote.
Wow.
He had one other movie that was like critically acclaimed, and then he wrote In Bruges, which is another movie.
Now, yeah. I saw a lot of, I didn't know he was the same person, but I saw a lot of In Bruges besides, you know, Colin Farrell being in it, but In Bruges is another movie I really, really enjoy.
Yeah, it was funny. I'd always seen, like, I was going, In Bruges, I've heard good things, I really want to check it out, and then it wasn't until I really started researching this movie, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I went, oh, wait, it's the same guy that did In Bruges. I was like, I gotta check this movie out, and I haven't watched it yet.
It's the, that movie has the best second half of any movie I've ever seen.
Really?
The first half is so dry and terribly boring, but the second half like makes up for it.
I want to watch that movie.
But actually, the article I read, it was an interview with Martin McDonagh, and he actually said that he actually wrote Seven Psychopaths, I think, while working on In Bruges. And it was something he said, it just kind of like the whole idea, like the movie's like we said, the movie's very meta, you know, it's very self-referential. Yeah. And that was one of the things, like he said, he just had this idea and it all just kind of just flowed out, and it just kind of, everything just kind of built off of itself when he was writing the movie. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was like easier for him to write this movie, like he's writing about a writer. So he's like, oh, what did I do today?
Well, Martin McDonagh wrote it, and the main character is Marty, who's a screenwriter who is Irish.
Yeah.
He does, although, you know, if you look at the end, he doesn't have the same last name. I got way into it, and I was like looking, I was like, I wonder if he actually has the same last name when you look at the when you look at the screenplay at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert, there's a screenplay at the end of the movie.
There is.
I guess, you know, but there's so many there's so many movies and things that are written about, you know, say writers or actors or whatever, because, you know, they're so immersed in that, so they think kind of the world revolves around that kind of thing. Usually I'm just tired of it, but I thought this movie did it well, though.
Did it really
it
well.
It wasn't annoying. I was just like, okay, you think the world revolves around movies and writing things.
It wasn't like a, like Adaptation. Did you ever see Adaptation?
I never watched Adaptation.
That's another one that is, it's a movie that was written by a writer, and it was basically about himself. And it's this very weird...
But played by Nicolas Cage, right?
Yeah. Nicolas Cage played twins.
Yeah, that's right.
In it, and it's kind of a strange...
Sounds like weird.
He was both Arnold and Danny DeVito?
No. Not that.
That's impressive. I'm so much more impressed with his acting.
Yeah.
CGI was way more advanced in the 80s
But yeah, no. Adaptation. It's one of those. It's along the same lines as like Being John Malkovich. It's that sort of weird.
No, I gotta say,
very high concept type thing.
I don't like Being John Malkovich. The movie. I actually enjoy being him in real life.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean,
go on.
I was gonna say, you know, a line I really liked, because I can relate. This isn't my favorite line, but this is one I did like, where he says, "I don't have a drinking problem. I just like drinking."
Yeah,
I was gonna say that's like the tagline of our show.
Yeah,
and it's like,
no, and then
and it's
and
like,
then,
oh, I could like that's kind of how I feel. Like, I just, you know, when I get home, I want to get a nice, you know, really good
blackout
beer,
blackout
drunk. And I want to forget about all my problems. And no,
oh God, that's so depressing.
Wow, yeah.
No. I just
and
like
all of a
I
sudden
like
this podcast became about Risk Cutters, a love story.
Yeah.
Which
but
also has Tom Waits.
Yes, there we go.
Hey,
yeah,
meta.
Meta.
Are you fucking serious? I go to the bathroom.
You're
and
out
talk
of the room.
Risk Cutters, fuck you guys.
Hi, Stacy.
Oh, stop pooping.
But
put down the poop shaper.
Show us your work.
By the way, Stacy, Casey is waiting for her beautiful diamond necklace from you.
Oh God!
Oh my God! At least you didn't say pearl necklace.
No.
Oh.
But I really like that line. But did anybody else think?
Sorry.
It seemed a little weird that they threw in the alcoholic thing, because he doesn't. For one, it's not very convincing.
It fit
alcoholic.
It fit at the end.
But is it, or is it more that he's just a functional alcoholic?
No, it fit at the end because, in fact, it's part of the story, but it's kind of hidden. Is every single one of those stories for the psychopaths that he came up with was not his own idea, except for the Buddhist guy.
Well, that's how most people's ideas are.
It's, well, the thing is
being an alcoholic doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, yeah, but like the whole thing, they link it to, he thought they were his ideas, and then as he keeps going, he's just like, oh, wow, that's this other thing. Oh, wow, this other thing. Well,
no, that comes with anything. It's like the way we dress or the way anything. It all comes from things.
He even says later, he's like, wow, maybe I do have a drinking problem. Because like
so he says it, and now he did a convincing job of being an alcoholic.
No, yeah, I didn't really see it as that. To me, it was what was Sam Rockwell's character? Anyway,
Billy.
Billy. I felt like that was more of a play on him not
Squire,
like realizing his priorities. He's like the serial killer, but he's more worried about maybe his friend's alcoholic than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, if you sit there and you dissect like something about a character like that, I mean, you could do that with any character in that movie. Like, you know, like, oh, well, why is it that they, you know, they made it that Christopher Walken has a black wife? Like, what does that have to do with anything anywhere in the movie? And like, I think if you get two,
you know, I was kind of convinced that his wife was the girl serial killer that was with you know, the guy with the bunny.
Oh yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. It's funny.
I thought they were going to tie that together.
Yeah, was she
no,
not?
It's funny. I actually... No, she wasn't. No.
Because that's where I got kind of confused because I was like...
Yeah, because I was like, oh, they're going to tie that up and then they never did.
Is Christopher Walken Tom Waits?
Or is it possible that they just left it open and it's up to your interpretation?
I thought she was Aunt Jemima.
That's racist.
That's so... Oh my God.
That's horribly racist.
You have to edit that out, racist.
Edit that.
Yeah, I will.
We have pretty low standards, but you got to edit that shit out.
Yeah, that's...
No, she was the inspiration for the bottle.
That's not any less racist.
Oh, no.
I can't resist.
I just want you to know, you got such a huge reaction from that, that it sounded like, in my headphones at least, that the mics all... Like we clipped the amp on that because of how upset everybody was.
I know.
You could turn that into a pickup line, though. Like, girl, you're thicker than a bottle of Aunt Jemima.
Now we have to leave all that in. So.
In a freezer. No.
Okay, so moving on.
So yeah, I don't know. Where do you guys want to go from here?
We've covered
the opening scene. We'll go.
Yeah, but am I the only one that thought the alcoholism misplaced?
You're right.
I'm with you. I think it was misplaced by Billy, because like I said, like Billy doesn't understand what's really important because he's going around murdering people. But
he's definitely
was that the point?
It probably wasn't. But that's what I took away from it. Was just Billy's like focusing on the wrong thing throughout the entire movie.
No, it's this whole sort of projection thing in order for him to be okay with who he is. Well, so and so, my best friend's an alcoholic.
And I mean,
I can go around, I can kill people all I want, but my best friend, I mean, he's a drunk.
I think that was throughout the entire movie too. No one cared about Billy being a murderer whatsoever.
Right.
Everyone else is picking on.
As I was watching the movie, I was justifying what he was doing too because they were trying to show how bad it was. But I was like, he's killed bad guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Who only kills mid to high level ranking members of the Irish Italian mafia? And the Yakuza.
Yeah.
And the Yakuza.
And he never killed any Yakuza in the show or in the movie.
He didn't, which
I was disappointed about. So I'm waiting for 8 psychopaths now so that they
get on it, Martin McDonough. We want 8 psychopaths.
Even though
Billy's dead now.
I got sad.
Where is he? Oh, wait, he got shot in the head.
Yeah, he got shot in the head.
He still talked.
Paw.
That was so... Oh, my God. Yeah, like, he literally... Like, was completely moving. Yeah, paw. I was just like, that is not how brain trauma works.
Actually, normally. I mean, it really all depends on what region you get shot in. I guess.
I mean, that's not how cat brain trauma works.
Oh, yeah, you would know. You've studied extensively.
One time, I bashed one cat's brain.
That was one of those...
Suddenly, I'm an expert.
Those Reddit... ask stupid science or whatever, shitty science. Jeez. And one of them was, why is it that every time someone gets shot in the head, it hits the 10% of your brain that actually functions or something?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I never thought about that.
Wow.
No, you got me there. I never really thought about that.
Another good line, though, later on was, it's not blood, it's his puke.
Oh, no, we're not. We're already on favorite lines?
Is no, that, I was just no, going
in I'm sorry,
Bob,
man.
Bob threw one in.
You realize you're having, like, a fan on the show who's, like, I'm like, wait, no, there's a format. There
wow,
is a format.
I'm taking on the show tour real quick before we come back. Another favorite line of mine.
So, no, I mean, like overall, okay, so.
That's three times me shit going, though.
Yeah, die.
Oh my god, somebody's gonna, like, think I'm doing coke or something. My nose is all torn up.
I feel like I'm seeing the wizard behind the curtain right now, because, like. By the way,
after all the editing I
do. No, I was gonna say, by the way,
because of Jason's best
by the way, good job editing. from what I've seen tonight, job editing.
No, tonight's going pretty well.
It's pretty smooth.
You were like I want to nominate you for an Oscar for sound editing. Like,
well, thank you.
Because if this is going well and is streamlined in comparison.
I'm pretty proud of the way the show goes. Or the way it ends up,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
It's usually a clusterfuck.
It's still a clusterfuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is.
I'm
going to
open up the door because I'm burning.
It's a little warm in here, yeah. It's because of
and
my. It's
because
of Bob's masculine machismo. He's making us all warm.
Yeah, my 145 pounds of.
He radiates sexuality.
Well, that's how you can tell he's a purebred by the temperature off his balls.
check him.
God.
Good lord.
That's the only dog speak I actually like. Dong speak.
What's that on Family Guy? You feel that heat coming off her vagina?
Oh my god.
Oh, sea breeze.
Anyway,
So I was a little bit confused with Christopher Walken's character. Is so he was the Amish guy, right?
Yes.
Or was
yeah?
No,
he was the Quaker. Yeah.
Yeah. What it was.
No. So he cut his throat but didn't die.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
They show the scene where he's in the hospital.
That's very
No. That, but
he
like,
was the younger one.
That's what I was wondering. Was it the younger one or was it the older one?
He was the younger one.
No, I'm pretty sure he was the Quaker dad.
No.
Yeah, because
no,
because they show.
What?
Robert?
No.
Robert?
No. He was the Quaker.
No. He was the Quaker
because...
He explains it.
Well,
and
he shows flashbacks.
You got the story wrong. See, the little girl was actually black, and then they show it, and that's why... That's the whole reason why he had a black wife, is so that they show the daughter was black, too.
It's got to be the younger one, because the dad was already old, and
he wasn't the killer.
He was the Quaker. He definitely was the Quaker.
But then
I don't think so.
He was.
Because the dad was old as fuck, and you don't be old as fuck and then turn into a guy that looks like Christopher Walken.
Well, no, did you just say earlier, though, that like, you said Christopher Walken was old before, then now he's much
older? I know, but you don't...
I did not think that this would be a point of contention.
I know,
like, this is very explicit in the movie.
It is very explicit in the movie.
Okay.
He is
the
Quaker.
They do,
I was convinced otherwise the entire
watch the movie
this,
again.
They do a flashback
and don't drink
of,
alcohol.
Him and his wife standing outside the window where the dude killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of allude that the story that Sam Rockwell told Colin Farrell was actually Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
My confusion comes from he was outside the window with his wife and then he just like slit his throat there with his wife neck with them.
Well, that is one question that I do have. Was he just like his wife totally let him slit his throat out and outside?
I
the
don't
window?
Know if she let him. I just think it was.
Or that's
like
just how
the
story
the
had
that's
changed.
What he did.
Yeah. Well, no, because he did slit his throat.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. It's like, is she wasn't like, oh, he's going to slit his throat now.
It's a cravat. It's a cravat.
It's a cravat.
A cravat.
This is the worst Christopher Walken impression episode.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I know, right? It just sounds like he's like...
I was doing Bobcat Goldthwait mixed with Christopher Walken.
Do the voice.
It's a cravat. Yay.
Now, whenever we stare at Stacey's cat, I start doing a Bobcat voice for the cat.
There's that red dot again.
That sounds eerily similar to your Ray Romano.
Everything roots from a Ray Romano voice.
There's that red dot again.
I don't know.
My stanza.
My stanza.
Robert! Robert! Oh, man, that was good.
Look in the bowl like, wow.
Having twins is great because I can show a picture of one and be like, you want to see the other?
That is actually a Ray Romano joke. Yes. I kid you not.
Oh, no, I just love
the joke is that that's a joke.
Yeah.
Speaking of meta.
So we're going to have Ray Romano as a guest at some point on the podcast, right?
That would be awesome. I love that show. Oh. Everybody Loves Raymond.
I got to tell you guys how grateful I am. I haven't found work since...
Since welcome to Mooseport.
Fuck you.
You said you're going to give me a whole case of ramen noodles?
Lord. Oh.
Holy shit.
That's so awful.
Jason literally can't even. Jason has gone full blown 14-year-old pumpkin latte drinking girl.
Oh, here comes the Uggs.
Oh my god.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm crying now. Oh my god. So hold this. Oh, man.
I'm the only fucking one who didn't get that joke.
It's because he's poor, because he's not acting anymore.
Oh.
So, he's looking
forward
to this.
That dude is definitely not poor.
No, he's not.
I know.
It's really funny to say that.
I just imagine that, like, Ray Romano turned into Cricket from It's Always Sunny.
Good Lord.
I just imagine Ray Romano living out of a refrigerator box. We'll act for ramen noodles. Oh my god.
Now he'll never be on the show,
I
damn
know.
It.
Thanks, Matt. Ray Romano, I love you.
Oh, wow.
And your huge nose.
Oh, no.
The things I want to do to that nose.
I was about to say that's racist.
All right, so...
Oh, wow, our guest is the one who's...
He's like, holy shit, you guys can't get it together.
This is not like what I'm used to.
It's like Mickey Mouse took off his head.
Oh, this is just totally derailing. Amanda's just like, when can I go home?
So...
Look at her over there. Hi, Amanda. What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was
alright. Everyone's gonna think that's what Amanda actually said. No, like.
No, I want you to know, like, it's one of those, you, like, the wizard behind the curtain. Like, I see the guy behind the curtain now. I literally thought that Amanda this whole time was, Amanda. I totally thought that all this time. Like, I was like, wow.
He's never going to be able to listen to the show.
Yeah,
the
no, I was again. Like, I was totally like, I was sort of like, oh, I understand why Amanda's in a metal band now. Like, she can, like, get down to that low register. Like,
oh, man.
I bet they have some awesome growl vocals from Amanda.
Right, do you guys want to do favorite scene or favorite quote first?
Let's do favorite scene.
Okay.
I don't have a favorite quote.
Okay.
Okay, favorite scene, Jason.
Oh, why me first?
I don't know.
Just... Let me go because I don't want anyone else to say this one. Because right, I lost my shit when it happened. When
like literally?
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I knew it was around, but
it's someone somewhere underneath the couch cushion somewhere.
Or in my house.
Stacy's just cleaning one day. What the fuck?
It's all,
no, God.
It's all white.
Like it's all dry. It's just the diamond.
Hey. The old diamond in the rough.
Good Lord.
What?
Nothing.
What? No.
Nothing at all.
When Billy's first...
Did you poop somewhere?
Yeah, I did.
I want to hear this story.
No, I did not poop somewhere. Oh. No. There's no story. I'm just laughing at the fact of, like, the
where
idea
this is
of somebody, like, y'all, you know, cleaning up and going, aw, my boyfriend just shit somewhere in the house.
And it's, like, commonplace.
Yeah, it's just, aw, that guy.
Matt. Better get the gloves.
That's bread.
And that you're still with him. That's love.
Oh, I'm gonna need the
That's
bag.
Love.
So my favorite scene was when Billy's first describing what he wanted the end of the movie to be, when in the graveyard, and shit's happening, all this psychopaths appear, and Christopher Walken pops up out of the grave like a Dracula.
Yeah. Yes.
had to rewind that. I was like, what is what?
What the fuck? Yeah, that was awesome.
So that's my favorite.
That was amazing. That would be Christopher Walken, too.
Also, when they had the...
I imagine that's how he wakes up every morning.
Christopher Walken doesn't sleep, Jason.
Oh, well. He hangs from the ceiling.
I also like...
That joke in Lynn.
That was a whiff right there.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I never really seen, but I like that they had the guns with the names on them. Uh-huh. And it's like tag a prop.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
Little octagon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the meta.
Show Bob, what were your favorite scene?
I like when, towards the end of the movie, when Christopher Walken's walking out and he comes across those guys that are waiting for him, and then they go, put your hands up. And he goes, no. And he goes, what? I got a gun. And
so what?
Yeah. He goes,
too bad.
No, he says, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, I just like that. So I just like the, I don't give a shit.
You're
like,
you have nothing to lose at that point.
That doesn't make any sense. Too bad.
So yeah, that was my favorite
totally
scene.
Christopher Walken.
Too. Yes. I mean, that scene was perfect for him.
My favorite scene was actually that monologue at the very end. Christopher Walken's monologue.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, for one, it was really well done as far as like.
I don't know why he checked the pistol. He loaded it himself.
Just that whole scene, it was really cool, and I liked the whole meaning behind it, how basically that Buddhist monk guy is pretty much the main character in the movie, so he was one of the psychopaths.
I don't know if I got that, like, I know there's a deeper meaning, yeah. I don't think I got it, I know that there's something there, but...
That was pretty much what it was, is you know how he's like a pacifist in the whole movie, and he never uses violence once, but
violins?
Violins, yes, that too, yes.
He never uses violins either, so
yes,
I mean,
he never uses
know.
Violins or violence.
Nailed it.
So as far as that goes, but yeah, they pretty much kind of equate that whole scene to being kind of just the explanation
of
the main
characters.
To me,
most of it seemed like he was just searching for the pacifist way out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it kind of just validates his stance on it, really.
Yeah, I don't really see it as that character,
but...
Right, I don't really see it as Colin Farrell's character at all, but the answer to his question, I guess, is what
exactly,
it really was.
That's really what it was. It was really good close to the movie, especially showing how there was a lot of violence and a lot of all this other stuff, and they're basically kind of showing how it's like... It's like, yeah, sure, that stuff is fun, but it's fantasy.
No final fight! No!
Yeah.
No!
But, like, they basically show you it's fantasy for a reason. I mean, movies are fun because they're violent, but that doesn't mean you're going to go out and bash some cat
brains
in.
Yeah, it does.
In. Oh, man.
That's a podcast.
There were a lot of scenes in this movie that I absolutely love.
Pick one.
That's one of the reasons that I picked this
movie. That's all we got time for. Clock's ticking.
This is, like, probably my, like, top 10 movies of all time, and I know it probably sounds ridiculous, but I just, there are so many.
How did you watch it this week?
Three times this week. I watched it three times this week.
You got the 8th psychopath.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. No, I just...
Hey, my dream came true.
There are so many, like, little scenes in this movie that I love, and it's for, like, the weirdest reasons. Like, I love when Marty finds Billy's diary, his journal,
yeah.
And he's do not burn the neighbor's do not set fire to the neighbor's flag.
Okay, that's what that was, because at the end when they had the
fire
or the burnt flag hanging, I was like, what
yeah, he's like, do
he
not set fire
where
to
he
the
was
neighbor's flag,
and it just showed the flag.
Yeah, no, that's
the,
that that's
window.
All in that same scene. Okay. He looks out and he sees the flag, there's like just that little bit left.
Yeah.
I love that scene. I love the Zachariah scene during the credits where he like calls him and is like, "You are supposed to put the message up to find
her."
Yeah.
See, to me, that was a little much because I wish they would have at least shown a little bit of his movie. Talk
no,
about
like
meta.
I love. Well, no, I'm just saying I love the idea of that because it really like it was this weird sort of wrap up of it because you got to see how much Colin Farrell's character was changed in that. And it's a little bit forced, but at the same time, he's like Colin Farrell's character's like, you know what? Just screw it. Just whatever.
Yeah.
If you're going to come kill me, just kill me. I don't
well,
really
yeah,
care.
Yeah, he's been through so much shit. He's like,
yeah, he's been through so,
so
much
shit.
He's like, whatever. He's like, you sound different.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know what? Maybe Tuesday doesn't work for me.
Can I call you later?
Can I call you later? Yeah,
seeing,
no.
Seeing that guy made me want to watch Mystery Men again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's, that's right, yeah.
He's the crazy inventor.
No, I mean,
think most people know, sorry to
no, go ahead.
But Tom Waits is the inspiration for the Dark Knight Joker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's who Heath Ledger kind of mocked.
I don't think
Joker.
I knew that.
Yeah, if you look at...
it makes sense, just now look, that you look, say that.
I can't remember, I don't know if it was like Jimmy Carson, but it was like some old, like, Tonight Show. No, it was like a New Zealand, like, Tonight Show type of thing, and, like, he's being interviewed, and just his, like, it's a young Tom Waits, and, like, super young, just kind of aloof, and just, like, hanging out, and just kind of, he had, the voice is Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
It's so
no,
weird.
Like, wow. I never, like I said, I never thought of it. It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, I don't know, a little over a year ago, who had never seen Seven Psychopaths, but was a big Tom Waits fan. He showed me, it was an early Tom Waits thing, and it was, he did this number, it was The Piano's Drunk or something, The Piano's Been Drinking or whatever, and it's just, it's this, like, bluesy type thing, and the whole thing is, like, he's making all these mistakes, and, like the wrap-up of the song is, The Piano's Been Drinking, not me, you know.
Oh, we could do a real quick almost Kevin Bacon with that, too, because Colin Farrell is in The Imaginarium with Dr. Parnassus, as is
right.
Tom Waits, as is Heath Ledger.
Right, exactly. That's kind
I've
of, yeah, it's a weird
movie.
Deal. Yeah, no.
Weird movie, right?
I don't know. Right. Like I said, there are so many scenes that I love in this movie. It's really funny, me being a beer guy, one of the things that I noticed in this movie is that Shiner had product placement. All of the beers that they are drinking in this movie, you either see Shiner Bock
right.
or you see Shiner Bohemian Black Lager. All of the beers that they are drinking through the whole movie.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
Me being me being a beer guy, mm-hmm. and B, me seeing this movie way too many times.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing the label, but I guess I never put together that that was the only beer show.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Favorite quotes are we on?
Yeah,
we got quotes and characters.
My
yeah.
favorite quote is the monologue.
Is Christopher Walken's monologue?
Because that scene really, like, I mean, I know it was kind of a wrap up for the whole movie, but it was awesome.
I know you said dream sequences of a, but I think this is the best we're gonna get.
So
by the way, I don't think they like being called. I think they prefer homos.
That was probably
See,
the best
whole,
line.
It's one of those, like, it really, like, it shows, like, the age of the character of Christopher Walken of,
yeah.
like, that.
Well,
he's slightly out of touch.
Just the fact that's his humor in general.
Set in his ways.
Being offensive,
he means
but being innocently offensive, you know.
Right,
it's like,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, grandpa.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Donald Trump.
No, that's different.
No, no,
no. It is totally like that, and that's why.
By
he
the
has
way,
my
I
vote.
Would,
vote
I would
Donald
totally
Trump 2016.
I would totally vote for Hans for president before Donald Trump.
Awesome. I just totally spoke over that.
So,
Bob, what's your favorite line?
I didn't feel like writing it down, so I recorded it. So hopefully, it sounds decent.
I think I know what it is.
No, it doesn't. There'll be one guy left with one eye.
Yes.
How's the last blind guy going to take out the eye of the last guy left? Who still got one eye? All that guy has to do is run away and hide behind a bush. Gandhi was wrong.
I knew someone was gonna pick that line as their favorite line because it's so good.
I love that whole scene. That's hilarious.
I think my favorite line. Bob already said it earlier though, but it's still.
Oh, sorry.
Still my favorite. Second phone. It's a good line. I don't have a drinking problem. I just like drinking.
Our podcast in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except we do have a drinking problem.
We are, like, pretty much literally the drunkest movie podcast you've ever heard.
I don't know that's
there's
true.
Gotta be
there's
worse.
Gotta be somebody out
no,
there.
No, it is. Every movie podcast
yeah,
I've heard
everyone,
is not as drunk
everyone.
As
Oh, movie podcasts
that's why,
particularly.
That's
okay.
why I say the All drunkest right. movie podcast you've ever heard.
Yeah.
And right. we have that. That's our claim to fame right now. That's our brand.
Oh.
Have we done all... Everyone said their
favorite
line?
Scene, not favorite character yet.
No, but quote.
Matt, what... Oh, Matt did it. Brian did it.
What just happened?
I looked right at him, and I literally mouthed out, but it was so quiet and audible it didn't get picked up on the headphones.
Jason, you either have just terrible timing when it comes to when to take a drink or you're doing it on purpose.
So many spit takes. Jason.
It didn't happen last episode. It's just this time. Oh, my God.
Jason Field, king of the spit take.
Oh, that hurt my ears.
Peaks.
Peaks. Twin Peaks. Okay.
Obviously, I love the line of the an eye for an eye leaves the world blind and the whole refute of that. I love that. I'm trying to think I love the line of Hans when he's talking about his
I'm Hans.
He's talking about his wife and there's the whole thing.
Oh yeah, when he was on peyote.
Yeah, I know when he was on peyote. And then you know there's always another
not in the dual devolution.
Yeah, another line that I like that's sort of the
that's
classic
just
line.
Use that over there.
The classic line of. Well, that's just great. That's great. You know what that is? It's great. Yeah, it's great. That's just great. I love that scene like so much. Just the play
there's
of
so
the
many,
characters.
Yeah, there's so many. I really like this movie. I want to watch it again now just to like get more of the.
I'm so happy that I picked a movie that you guys can't completely tear apart.
Oh, we're not at ratings yet.
At least partially. you guys can partially tear apart.
We tore
not
apart
completely.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, poor Trenton.
I still love that movie.
Poor Trenton.
Oh, so do I. I want to watch
that
one again, too.
No, like, I totally get, like, what you guys were trying to say, and poor Trenton was like, oh. I thought this movie was just badass for sake of being badass. And you guys almost want to throw out this, like, it's badass for sake of being ironic badass.
Yeah, that was the thing with that movie is like we totally shit on so many points of it, but it's just like no, but we all like really liked it.
And that's actually kind of odd for the episode.
It's really.
I don't think we've picked on a movie so many times, but it gave it good ratings.
It's really, it's really.
I gave it a 0 out of 3.
I hadn't seen Big Trouble in Little China in a really long time, and for some reason I grouped it in with The Golden Child.
Right. Yeah.
I grouped the two together as far as like the scenes in my memory. And so like you guys are talking about all these scenes and I was going, oh wait, no, that was in Big Trouble in Little China. I thought that was in The Golden Child. Like, yeah, exactly.
So where are we on favorite characters?
Let me do one more line. Cause I mean, I already repeated Bob's. And
do
just,
one
just,
more
I
line
just,
and then put, tell us your favorite
You didn't repeat
line.
Mine. I just mentioned it.
Yeah. I want to get another good one.
So okay. don't do another one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Do it.
Shut up.
You're not
shit
dead.
About that gun along, buddy. I don't believe in them.
Yes!
In guns? You don't believe in guns? They ain't fucking leprechauns, you dumb Mick.
No, that was another
that
one
was
that
a
I
good
thought
one.
About when I was watching. I was going, oh, that's such a good line.
I like that a lot, too, because I hate it when people say shit like that. Like, oh, I don't believe in blank. And it's like, it's not...
Yeah,
it's
I had
imaginary.
A fictional.
It exists.
I had a friend that they said they didn't believe in television, and I was like... And so when I go over to their house, they didn't have a TV, and I thought it was weird. And I'm like, you can come to my house. I'll fucking show you a TV if you don't fucking believe in it. It's like,
you guys got to go with me. This is going to blow your mind.
It exists.
I don't believe in computers. Wait, you mean I can watch people have sex on this 24/7?
I have another good line. I have another good line.
Oh, God.
Billy is talking to Marty, and he goes... Right after Marty tells the psychopath story, and he goes, that's a great fucking psychopath, Marty. He goes, yeah, but it's not what I want to really be writing about anymore. And Billy goes, hey, new idea. How about we change the title from the 7 psychopaths to the 7 lesbians who are all disabled and have overcome all their spazzy shit and are really nice to everybody, and 2 of them are black. How about that?
He sounds like me. Sounds like my kind of guy.
Oh, I'm going to go off on favorite lines just for days.
Okay.
Hans is talking to Marty. He goes, I've been reading your movie. Your women characters are awful. None of them have anything to say for themselves, and most of them get either shot or stabbed to death within 5 minutes. And the ones that don't probably will later on. He goes, well, it's a hard world for women, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And he goes, yeah, it's a hard world for women, but most of the ones I know can string a sentence together.
Yeah. I like that joke, too, because... Most movies, especially supporting female roles, are just terrible.
That was something that I was that like when I was watching it this week, I went, oh my gosh, that's perfect. When you guys were talking about that, a lot of the movies that you guys review on this show,
It's just like,
all
yeah,
of
where
the
are
supporting,
supporting
female
females?
Characters are effing awful. And I was like, ugh, Hans talks about that in Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they had like a really good female character
the
in there.
The girlfriend.
Right.
Well, the wife. Myra.
Myra was really good.
She was badass. Like,
Kaya, wasn't much to her.
Right, yeah. Myra was like my hero. Like,
yeah, I forgot that they were actually married, though.
I think she was like old lady Michonne from Walking Dead. If there was no zombie apocalypse, that's who Michonne would have grown up to be.
Yeah, no, I really liked her character. And
black people grow up, Jason. Maybe you should, too.
All right, Jason, you're up first. You're all right.
So my favorite character,
Jason.
All right, favorite characters. My favorite character has got to be, I don't remember the guy's name now, but the Jack of Diamonds.
Billy.
That guy.
Billy Bickle.
That guy was fucking awesome. Bickle
or Pickle or something. Yeah, Billy Pickle.
Bickle.
Bagel.
Bagel.
Billy Bagel.
All right. So, Brian.
Jewish jokes.
Favorite character.
Honestly, hold on. I think, like, to me, the most interesting character in the whole movie is Tom Waits. Zachariah and his whole thing. And just the whole play
Definitely the quirkiest.
No, like the whole play of him being involved in this whole situation of
I like how his wife's like burning a man alive. He's like, "Ooh, bunny."
Well, no. Yeah. But like no, I mean like that's the whole thing is like it shows his humanity as a person that like he's really not okay, and it like the progression of his character in those flashback scenes like it's like, "You know what? Yes, okay, this judge that was like torturing girls. Like, yeah, I'm totally against that. But yet, sawing off some guy's head while he's alive, I don't know how I feel
they
about
only,
that.
Yeah, but and they you could tell even that, said there was they only killed serial killers.
But
they
no,
only killed
but no,
the bad
no,
people.
No, it's not even it's not even it's not even character. It's not even the fact of who it was. It was the fact that his character. You could tell he was very squeamish.
Yeah,
he was very squeamish in that scene. Because they were killing a serial killer, but at the same time, he wasn't okay with it.
Well,
it wasn't even that.
It was like the way that they were killing the guy.
Right.
He had the gun in his hand too, and he's like, you know, kind of showing her like,
right.
Let's use this. And
right.
She's like,
yeah.
No.
I honestly think the things you do for pussy. Like, I think, you know, it's one of those like, there are so many great characters in the movie, and I think honestly, probably my two favorite characters were either Woody Harrelson's character. Because it was so screwy.
You said not to bring guns.
Yeah. And
oh
like,
my god,
and
he's such a
softy when it comes to his dog.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time he's technically considered a psychopath, but yet like he talks about Billy and he's like, the guy's freaking nuts, like, you know. But yeah, I would say probably either Zachariah or
you know, I gotta say too, I really like that. Like, one thing I wanted to say before when we were talking about kind of like before we started getting into our whole, you know, favorite character, favorite scene, favorite quote,
which we're on now. So let's.
I know. Well, hold on. I really liked how whenever they're like running away and they're driving to the desert and they have that whole thing where like they're like, "What about in your movie if they go to the desert and then all of a sudden." It's not an action movie anymore.
Right, they're just
then,
all hanging out.
And then that's what happens.
That's the beautiful thing. That's like, it's all meta and very...
Yeah,
know.
And I freaking loved it. And then they... Hold on.
Sorry, Jason and my headphones are messing up because he's moving around too much. He's getting too excited about the movie.
I know, I am. But I really liked how they just kind of... At that point, it really like got unpredictable for me. Because they were making the whole joke and it actually happened, which to me it's just like, oh, that's not going to actually happen. But then it did, yeah. And it was just kind of like,
yeah,
like really surprising for me. And then I just wanted to see where it would go. And so then you're expecting that final shootout, and then he comes there with no guns. The guy shoots him in the back, and it's just like, what? And then, like, at that point right there, because, I mean, all of us have seen a lot of movies, and you can kind of tell where a movie is going. And so, for the fact that they knew that the audience is going to know where this is going, so they kind of purposefully went another direction, it was pretty cool to me.
I love the fact that at times the characters were so outlandish that they were even more believable, if that makes sense. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like Woody Harrelson's sort of like like right-hand man, like at the very end, where he's like, you know what? Fuck your dog.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, I'm so sick of this. And he's just like, you know what? It's just...
He's tired of his boss.
Yeah, I know. He's tired of him. He's like, you know what? We're in this situation. I'm like,
putting up with your shit.
Yeah. And and it's just, you know,
I might change my favorite character now. that guy speaks to me.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson's right-hand man.
Yeah.
Are you tired with putting up with my shit?
You gotta pull yourself together. And he's like, okay. He's like, in the scene where he's like, you gotta pull yourself together. He's like, I just... You know, don't use the word dead and Bonnie in the same sentence. I don't really feel like you're pulling yourself together here. Yeah. No, I just, like I said, there are so many scenes and characters and everything that I love
this
in this movie.
This movie was just good. Bob, favorite character?
Billy.
Yeah.
Hey, we have the same favorite character.
Yeah, I thought yours was going to be the Shih Tzu.
Bonnie is my favorite character.
I really like the Shih Tzu because
I'm making fun of myself now. What the fuck?
I like the Shih Tzu because she just kind of stays constant.
It's actually kind of
funny.
But
at the end, she really, you know, changed as a dog because she shook.
it's really kind of funny from my understanding of like sort of the like, I don't know, sort of like the certain social leanings of people on the show and everything. Cause like I said, I'm a fan. Like we were talking about that. I'm a fan of the show. Like I listen to the show and, it's really funny because Sam Rockwell's character in this movie, like immediately, like I was thinking about, I was like, when we were talking about favorite characters, I was like, Bob's totally going to pick Billy. He totally is. But it's because
it's because that's how Bob has modeled his entire life.
I have another friend of mine, who is from Kingsburg, actually. Like the moment that like I watched that movie, I was like, oh my gosh, that reminds me of so and so. And do you know Joe Williams from Kingsburg? Matt the Squirrel. Mm-hmm. They know. Yeah, he goes by Squirrel.
If he's listening to this podcast, he's gonna be like,
"No, yeah, like honestly, like, yeah, no, he really is, yeah, no, Joe Williams, aka Squirrel, also known as, was it 3 liters of Squirrel? That's another story that we'll talk about when we're off air.
Oh God, I heard of a movie called that once.
Yeah. Anyway, so no, it's like it's one of those like I don't know, for some reason like your personality reminds me a lot of Joe Williams, who is my
it's
buddy,
the Kingsburg
my buddy
out
my this. Buddy my buddy Squirrel.
It's that
and,
white.
And so like it was one of those I was like, it's like just, that yeah, white. No, like honestly, for some reason in my head, like especially like the fact that you picked that your favorite line was "No, an eye for an eye does not leave the world blind." Like there's gonna be one guy left with one eye. Like
yeah. Like, well, I just like that he, you know, like with he's crazy, but he worries about his buddy being an alcoholic.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean? It's like just deflecting
no.
things.
And I love the scene where he's like, no, that's why I told you that the whole reason that I was killing people was to spur you on to write your novel. And he's like, I don't remember that, Billy. I don't remember that. He goes, okay, I didn't tell you that. But maybe you should think about your drinking if you think that I told you that. Yeah, so. Sorry, go ahead.
Take your phone off the table.
Where are we going?
Who is this?
Stop it. It's Bob.
Dang it, Bob.
So, 5 o'clock in the morning.
He didn't
Sorry,
turn
bros.
His dildo off.
Hey, Lily Allen.
My
hey,
gator.
Lily Allen, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Lily Allen.
So, Matt.
Yes.
You're the last person. Favorite character.
Oh, favorite character. Mine.
It's the dog.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah, Bonnie. The end. After the movie, I was thinking about it, like, who's my favorite character in this entire thing, and right after I watched it, like, immediately after, I kind of settled on a toss-up between Billy and Hans, it's because I like the eccentric characters, and they're both totally, like, different, but similar, different, but same.
Yeah.
They
make a good pair, like a really unlikely, but
they're
a
like
really
an
good
odd
pair.
Couple type of thing.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately my favorite character is Myra.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because, I don't know, she's just a total badass. As soon as she, That entire scene where when they're in the hospital was almost like a game of chess to me.
Yeah, and she held it together.
Yeah, the whole scene where she mentions, you know, I'm sure he's gonna get your dog back to him, and like he's like, oh, okay, blah blah blah, and it's just it's the whole like I don't know. There's just,
well, as soon as like I'm gonna go totally not a chess move, but when all the cards were on the table, when right. when Woody Harrelson's like, so the Pollock married.
Yeah.
And then that's when, you know, all the cards on the table when they...
That's racist.
It was.
No, but she was. No, she totally... But she totally faced it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she was like, yeah, the Pollock married...
Yeah. And then, well, and I don't remember what he's going to say when he's about to shoot her. And she's like, okay. And she turns around and...
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
no, all she...
Happen. But she went out, you know, not cowering or anything.
She, yeah, she stood took up. The high road. Yeah.
Myra was such a badass character. She really was.
She was in very little... of the movie, I think, but she was just...
Mm-hmm. She was the most awesome.
Super strong, I think.
A really strong acting, too.
Yeah. She was absolutely the most strong female character.
Yeah. Just strong. Hey, there we go, yeah.
No, she was absolutely the most strong female
not
character.
Bad supporting female character.
The end.
Right, so,
what are we going to rate this
rating.
Shit?
Wait. I've been waiting for this. Opinions. When he gave him his ending to the movie.
Oh, that's right.
Who's going to go first on ratings? Bob.
Am I going first?
Yes.
What is your rating out of 10?
So, well, here.
How did you know it was out of 10?
Because I listen.
Because I know how much you like change. I've waited for you to be on the show to make this change.
Yeah! Get it, boy.
Thanks, Obama.
No more 1 through 10.
Yes!
Ever?
Yes!
Like, ever?
I'm done with the 1 through 10.
Wow!
Oh, Bob!
I hate this.
I think my balls just dropped.
I'm so excited that you waited for my episode to not go through 1 through 10.
It's not that it's anything creative.
1 through 11.
Is this what you're talking about outside?
It's grades now.
Oh, he's going grades now.
You know what? I noticed all my movies end up being 7 point something, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So
just do a check minus then.
So yeah. So this movie,
why don't we just do a pass fail? Yeah.
Took my idea.
I'll give this movie a pass.
He looked genuinely hurt.
No, this movie, I was going to go B minus, and then we were talking about all these lines and everything, so it got bumped up to a B.
Got some extra credit.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, so
B out of...
10.
Well, if we're going the typical grade, man. If we're going on a 1 through 10 scale, then B would be A... A is 1 and B is 2, so then B would be 3, right?
B, are you bleeding out of your nose right now?
Hang on, no.
Matt,
did you graduate from high school?
Hey, so thanks to our guest, Brian DeBates.
Good night, everybody.
We won't talk about who has what level of education, because Matt is apparently really upset about B out of what.
Oh my god. It's gonna be so hard to decide what to keep in the show. Okay.
So, alright, so Matt, rating please, sir.
Mine's gonna be a little bit weird. I guess you can count it as a grade 2 now that Bob's doing it. It's not gonna be something out of something, but I do wanna say that the movie is not worse than England.
What?
It's not worse than England.
Worse in England or worse than
England.
Oh, well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that was a line.
Yeah, no, that's
good.
Yeah. Do you have a good rating? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man.
I thought that was a clever one.
And now I have to follow that up.
Oh, no, I got my rating, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to give it a... 5 out of 7 psychopaths, just in case Jason's gonna go for it.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Ball! Fuck! Shit balls in your mouth.
Whoa. Gross.
Bro. Whoa!
Bruh.
Whoa, Bonnie! Whoa!
No, put down the pulse cue! No!
Oh. You had to go there.
I didn't go there. go there.
I tried to separate myself from that.
There was no question as to whether or not it was going there. I mean, you know.
Can we ever have an episode now where I don't, where we don't mention cat murder?
Only until you give us a more terrible story.
Okay, got it. So this one time...
So anyway, I thought this cat had a rape out of the cats. Oh.
Hey, Brian, what's your rating?
Jason, what's your rating?
No, Brian, go first so you give him less options.
Yes. yes.
My rating is... My rating is 4.5 out of... I ain't going back to 5.
Nah. All right.
I don't get that one.
Watch it again.
I should, yeah.
No, in the scene where he has the flare gun up to Bonnie's head,
yeah.
And he's holding it up to Bonnie's head, and he goes,
that's right,
5, 4, 3,
and Woody Harrelson's going,
come on,
man, just go back to 5. And he goes, I ain't going back to 5, man.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going back to 5. Fiddling with his gun that always does, but he likes it because it's blue.
Which actually, my other rating that I had was I was going to give it a 3.5 out of 4 gun jams. That was another one that I was going to do.
There you go.
But no,
I
love...
You know, I like slow gun jams.
No. Yeah, so anyway, no. I went with 4.5 out of... I ain't going back to 5, man.
This is me face-palming.
I like that one. Now that it's been explained to me, I like that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, he's like, I ain't going back to 5, man. I ain't going back to 5.
But the slow
gun come on. Go back to 5.
And then 5.
5. 4.
Okay.
Jason.
I'm going to rate this movie.
Jason.
I am eventually going to rate this movie.
All right, do it.
Okay.
On the next episode.
Wait, you're gonna what this movie?
Rate.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I thought that was the rest of the cat story.
Oh.
Meow. Meow.
All of a sudden, the meow mix theme's in a minor key. Meow, 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 meow.
Is that minor?
That's like what that one's straight up like diminished.
We love chicken, we love liver, meow mix, please deliver.
This is no.
I want to rate this movie. Good night, everybody.
Next time on that movie podcast.
I rate this movie.
Oh.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was it.
No.
You rated it.
He's just going to insert him. Bop.
I'm going to rate this movie. I'm going to rate this movie.
Mexican Seth Rogen speaking some truth.
Oh, my fucking God. Can I rate this? Maybe. Okay, so.
He's getting mad, like he has something on his mind he's going to say.
This had better be really good, because you're getting really passionate about it.
It's not. I just want to get this over with. I rate this movie 1 out of 2 screenplays.
Oh, you give it a 50%? You're a
God
dick.
Damn it,
you're a dick. You give it 50%?
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean? What's wrong with me?
You gave it a 50%?
My ratings don't mean shit. I really like the movie.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave it a 50%.
Hey, that's all I got, okay?
You're a dick.
I think your rating gave Myra cancer.
Oh, wow.
That's racist.
Okay, how about this?
It's fucking Kaya. She comes out and she says, oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, but Jesus. You're my best friend.
Okay, how about
Hiya,
this?
Kaya.
How about this? 1 out of 52 playing cards.
That's even worse.
He had hundreds.
That's even worse. That's less than 2%. Oh, my good Lord. You gave this movie a horrible rating.
I gave Big Trouble in Little China a 0 out of 3, and I
no,
loved
I
it.
Know. And it's awful.
And,
what is wrong
and
with
it doesn't
you?
It make sense. The Jack of Diamonds had hundreds of diamond jacks.
But a deck of cards is 52. And
yeah, he had none.
And a Jack of Diamonds is 1 out of 52.
Right, but he had nothing but stacks of Jacks of Diamonds.
Stacks on stacks.
Stacks of Jacks.
Stacks of Jacks. So, how about we...
That's the end.
So, Jason, what was
see you next time.
Oh, my God. I rated it 1 out of 2 screenplays.
Okay.
I don't know if I would be a guest again if you guys wanted to be on.
We totally understand. So that does it for that movie podcast with Bob and Jason.
Like, for good. We are not doing another.
I totally appreciate Sean Faust so much more because he's been on more than once.
Oh, how do you think I feel?
Yeah, he sort of is just a recurring guest.
Well, I mean, you know. They didn't change the name of the podcast to accommodate you. So, I mean, it's got to stroke your ego at least a little bit.
Big mistake. So, Brian, are there any socials for you to shout out to?
I mean, you know, you can find me on the Facebook and such, and on the Instagram at Renegade Bri. And,
I thought it was GDI Brian.
No, that's the Twitter account.
Oh, okay.
GDI Brian, because,
God damn it, Brian!
Exactly. I have a love of,
I have to pee, too.
I have a love of dad puns that stretches way back to before I was a dad.
Just and, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so like, all of the awful puns, I got a lot of, God damn it, Brian.
That's cute.
It was just people's catchphrase. Like, see, regardless of whether or not they knew about the catchphrase, they're like, oh, God damn it, Brian.
I just get sighs and they roll their eyes. And...
Exactly. So, so GDI Brian on the Twitter. And also, you know, look up RenegadeConspiracy.com to check out my band.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's not too much else as far as, you know, on the media of social.
Any, I don't think we brought it up earlier, but you do plays as well, locally.
Yeah.
Anything coming up?
I was in Young Frankenstein recently.
Which was awesome.
Nice! Thank you, Matt. Matt is a huge, you know, Gene Wilder, Mel Brooks fan.
Well, specifically
so.
Young Frankenstein. That was,
that's, well, no,
that,
exactly.
That is,
yeah.
That is my favorite movie. But you guys did amazing, like, my girlfriend was in the play, but that has nothing to do with it because I would have seen it regardless.
Yeah,
I think you guys did amazing.
And I was the lead. I was the Gene Wilder Young Frankenstein and Frankenstein, and but no, at the end of it, he decides he's a Frankenstein. But anyway, so you know, I was the lead in that, and it was a huge deal, and you know, incredibly proud of that. But
and anyone yeah. locally too, like. Honestly, check out the Selma Theater because it's beautiful in there.
Yeah,
and it's the productions they put on it are amazing, especially
yeah.
for the small towns out
yeah.
here.
Yeah, and the next thing that we're doing is we are doing last year before I did Young Frankenstein, we did a an adult evening of Shel Silverstein, which Shel Silverstein.
Everyone was naked. It was awesome.
No. Borderline, but anyway, no. Everybody associates Shel Silverstein with
everyone was wearing banana hammocks,
children's poems, chillin'. And
even
it was not that at all. And
really?
He,
yeah, because that's all I
right. And he's somebody that is very
he's
much
like a perv. It's
he's
awesome.
Very much about like challenging social norms and
just like this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. No, it really. That's kind of the crazy thing is that like as far as like the mentality. Of the Shel Silverstein comedic sketches that he did.
Is it Silverstein or Silverstein?
Silverstein.
Anyway,
I hate you so much right now.
As you were saying.
Anyway, Shel Silverstein. But yeah, we're going to be doing that again. And I had a really good time on the first time around. And we're going to do part two of his sketches. And that'll
you guys
be
have a date set?
Or yeah, in it? October. It actually runs, what is it, October 8th, 9th, and 10th, I believe. And just single shows. But, yeah, it's going to be a really good time, and there's going to be good cast, you know. And the source material is something that it's funny partially because it's a little bit outside of the box. And
little
so,
poop diamonds.
Exactly. Poop diamonds.
Well, with that,
instead of blood diamond.
Thanks, Brian, for being on the show. And thanks for putting up with us. And
no, always, man.
Having to leave.
Not rage quitting.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I've been a fan of the show since episode one, and I just, you know, I'm I'm really happy to be on the show, and I hope you guys will have me on again. It's a good time.
You've said that before, so we're going to edit that. And I'm just trying to sound like an asshole.
I'm not going to be on it again because Jason's a dick. That's to remind me that I said stuff twice.
My own guitarist.
Next time on That Movie Podcast with Brian and Matt.
Me and Bob just...
On Brian and Matt because Jason's a dick and Bob just hangs out.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for listening.
You can find us.
Yes, you can. You Good can night.
Good luck.
All right, on Facebook, facebook.com/Bob and it changed.
It's a long title.
I know. Anyway, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thatmoviepod. On Twitter at thatmoviepod. thatmoviepod.blogspot.com. We're on Twitter. I mean, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on any other podcast app you might want to use. Maybe except for, like, the one for Windows phones.
I love all of you. Hurt by the cold. So hard and lonely, too. And you don't know yourself.
And with that... Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
With the downer Brian.
You're welcome with the Red Hot Chili Peppers reference.
Yeah, I know.
In the middle of everything.
You feel that heat coming off her vagina?
Oh my god.